I'm Savannah.
I'm Rachel.
And this is That's What She Said. Around 11 minutes and 40 seconds into season 2, episode 10, called Christmas Party, Michael explains what he loves about Christmas.
See, that's what Christmas is all about to me. It's when you see someone open a gift and you think, man, I wish I got that. I mean, that's just such a great feeling to watch other people envy a gift that you gave.
Hi.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. Or Happy Halloween. Which is it?
Savannah has her Dwight in a pumpkin shirt on today.
It's so comfortable. It's a Comfort Colors one.
So I love those shirts. Soft.
Oh my God. The best. I think I got it off Etsy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we get to the Halloween episodes.
And then I can wear it again. Yeah. I need to get like a Christmas office shirt, I guess. That would have been more appropriate for
today. What would that be? Just like a 9-foot Christmas tree being dragged into the office?
Either that or Dwight in his ears.
Elf ears.
Yeah. Or maybe the teapot.
You're right. There's lots of iconic stuff in this episode.
Anyways, how are you doing on this fine May day? It's certainly not actually Christmas, but...
It's not. It's actually getting way too hot in Richmond.
Yeah, but today's nice, though. The humidity isn't as bad. I went for a run Belle Isle, Browns Island.
Bella. Yeah. Nice. It was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the breeze is nice. And
yes. Lots of shade, like lots of shady trails and stuff you can take over there.
There's a lot of shelter. Well, yeah. Savannah made me this amazing Arnold Palmer.
Yes, with the lemonade I brewed myself. My sweat and blood went into it.
It's delicious. So, couldn't be better.
What more could you want on a May day at 2 p.m.?
Christmas.
So how have you been since last time we chatted?
Been great.
Just been real great. We're powering through. You've finished your soccer season with your kiddos.
I did finish my soccer season.
That's exciting.
So we are done and we are on to summer sessions now.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've been good. Been working events, lots of weddings, some like retirement parties, some graduation parties happening.
Okay.
So that's been fun.
I guess it's that time of year for all those big events to happen.
Yeah. May is really busy for us because we've got like graduations and weddings mostly. June and July kind of slows down because nobody wants to do anything in Virginia during that time because it's so
sweaty.
Hot. Yes. Yeah. So getting through this busy kind of hump right now, and then it'll slow down hopefully in the next few weeks, but it's been fun. I've been at my new job for like exactly a month now almost.
Oh, good stuff. It's been a month. Wow.
Yeah. I'm like settled in now, my new schedule and stuff. So it's going great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So happy for you.
Thank you. Yes. I can't stop looking at Michael Scott.
Well, he's looking at you.
And I can't stop thinking about the fact that you were petting him earlier how maybe he's like our version of Buddha and you like rub him for good luck. You know what I'm saying?
I was just petting his lapels here.
Yes. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice pinstripe suit.
Yeah. He's looking real stately today.
Very, very. Something about him.
One day we'll have
to prop him all the way up. I can't have him like that in my house all the time because it looks like there's an intruder in my house.
Terrifying.
Even though he's short, he's like a nice 5'7", you know, short for a man, but like still scary when you catch him out of the corner of your eye. Anyway, anything else to share?
Nope, I think we can jump into it.
Sweet, let's do it. So now we're going to get into Beat or Bear, our favorite segment to start off with, and I'm going to be asking you your opinion.
Beat or bear? Cheer or fear? Belschnickel is here.
I wish he was in this one. He's not in this Christmas one. Okay, so first one we have here is the Party Planning Committee Draft, aka Ryan. Ryan's getting drafted into the PPC.
bear.
Why?
A draft? Also, why is Ryan the one getting drafted?
He's the temp. He's a jack of all trades. He's got to wear all the hats.
I guess. He needs
the experience.
He didn't bring much to it.
No. Okay. So, bear, you said?
Bear.
All right. So, then we have Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. There are so many good gifts in the Secret Santa.
Oven mitt, teapot.
Yes.
And fucking iPod.
An old shirt. Secret Santa's a beat for me. I like okay. that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very fun. Yankee Swap.
So is this like Yankee Swap how it happens in the episode? Because if so, that's a bear because it was intended to be Secret Santa.
And everyone bought gifts for specific people. Yes, yes, right. What you're saying, yes.
So probably yes. a bear for that one because agreed. It's also called what, like...
Nasty white Christmas.
White elephant. Yeah, 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 yeah. So it turns awful, so bear.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. And then we've got Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration.
Beat, baby. Phyllis's boy.
Bro, Phyllis can pull him, let me tell you.
I know. She'll never have to work a day in her life, although
dude,
she's
sitting on a refrigeration hedge fund fortune, whatever.
She'll be the first lady of Vance Refrigeration.
Okay, and lastly, we've got Michael's digital camera.
That's a beat for me because
so iconic.
He doesn't take great photos, right? However, he wants to commemorate this office party like a proud grandfather wants to commemorate, like, a random family gathering.
Sure.
So for me, I'm like, yes, like, take all your pictures, like, take your memories, you know, like, it's cute.
It's also very fitting for the time, like, very, like, early 2000s, like, yeah. the Sony Panasonic
and you digital know camera. He, like, goes home and uploads them and, like, has, like, a slideshow on his stop. Computer.
And shows them at, like, gatherings yes. on a, like, on a loop.
Right. He's so proud. So, B, I love his digital camera.
Okay, we do love that. All right. So, now we're going to get into the meat of the episode. Okay. Are we ready to dig a little deeper?
Let's get into the Christmas party.
Okay, let's do it. So, this episode starts out with Michael and Dwight bringing in a big-ass tree, Christmas vacation style, sans the squirrel.
It's like an 8-foot tree.
Huge.
How did they get it up the elevator, up the stairs? We don't know, but they drag it into the office building. Mm-hmm. It's like breaking pine needles everywhere.
Dwight's getting a splinter in his hand. We've all got problems.
Right. Suck it up. And they, you know, stand it up in the office, doesn't fit, hits the ceiling tile.
Goes straight through the ceiling.
And Merry Christmas! So, perfect epitome of what this Christmas party is going to be. An 8-foot tree in an office building. Does not belong, does not fit. No. Lots of messy cleanup.
Correct. They end up having to saw the top of the tree off, which Kevin holds. Yeah. For us. And then Dwight is having to, like, mini vacuum up all the pine needles on the floor. Poor guy.
Right. Right. So we're in with the party planning committee to start. And mm-hmm. that's how we learned that Ryan got drafted mm-hmm. into this group of ladies. Phyllis, Pam, Meredith, Angela.
Yep.
So they're discussing the Christmas party today. Little lights, big lights, what color trash bags, mm-hmm. all the really essential pieces of an party. Office party.
Correct. Correct. These are important, important things. So Michael is dressed as Santa, essentially. Well, yes. He's got a suit on, but he's got a hat and a fake beard on.
Right.
And he's going around the office explaining to people that he wants this party to be crazy. He wants people to be making out in bathrooms. He wants, like, just to have a rager, essentially. And he's got his digital camera. He's telling them that he's going to be documenting the whole night.
The craziest thing that happens will go in the newsletter.
On the front page. On the front page of the newsletter.
Do they have a newsletter? Like, I don't know.
So he's also, like, kind of going over the top for this because he's, like, trying to make up for the fact that he had to fire Devin and that was, like, a downer, you know?
In the Halloween episode.
The Halloween episode. He did tell us, the audience, that he got around 3,000 G's
mm-hmm.
a bonus for firing Devin, for which he's using to pay for all of this lavish stuff for the party.
Yeah, like plates and napkins.
And an iPod.
Oh, that's right. So we'll get there. We'll get there. But yeah, so Michael's all pumped up. He wants this to be the best Christmas party ever. The party planning committee is doing their best. However, they cannot serve alcohol at the party due to corporate rules.
Correct.
So Michael as Santa, clearly Dwight is going to be the elf.
He's already got elfish features.
Dwight really wants to be a part of all this. He wants to plug in the Christmas tree, organize mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a little bit at odds with Angela, who is the queen making all the decisions for the party planning committee.
Yeah.
And she feels like she's getting a little bit of her power taken away from her mm-hmm. in this moment. So, moving on from the party planning committee, we have a Secret Santa event going yes. on at this party. So tell us a little bit yes. about Secret Santa.
Secret Santa is something that I believe Angela kind of planned and orchestrated as part of the party structure. So everyone got assigned a gift receiver mm-hmm. that they bought gifts for. Of course, Jim got Pam. I think Michael got Ryan.
Yes.
So there's kind of some obvious matches there, I feel like.
Right.
But
can we go through some of the other ones that we know?
Yes, of course.
So we know that Toby got Angela, and he gets her a poster with babies dressed as adults, like playing saxophones. Weird. Okay, weird.
Why not cats?
Babies.
Okay.
I mean, that's one of many questions one could ask about this weird poster.
In therapy. Oscar got Wacky Weed Creed. He got him a shamrock keychain because he believes that he's Irish.
Kelly had Oscar, and she got him a shower radio, which because I think he said he really wanted.
It's a banging gift. However, we do find out that she got him the same thing the year before, and he only has one shower. Anyways, Kevin got himself, he was supposed to tell somebody, but he didn't, mm-hmm. so he just gifted himself a foot bath, because his dogs are barking.
Honestly, I love that for Kevin.
I do too.
Creed got Jim, and Creed gives Jim an old shirt.
Yep, an old plaid flannel. I think it's kind of a cool looking shirt. It's something I would have thrifted from Goodwill personally.
Honestly, but yes. I think our fashion sense is probably similar to Creed's.
Yes. Agree.
Besides the point.
Agree.
So the big one. So Jim got Pam for the first time ever. He's so excited. He got her a teapot because he knew she wanted it. And it's stuffed with all these inside jokes.
See, my thing is he collected all of these little trinkets throughout at least probably the last 6 months. It's like his yearbook photo that she laughed at during his party in the last episode, a mini golf pencil, a note, and a hot sauce packet.
Because
she thought it was ketchup and he thought it was funny.
Right. So he kept the other two.
Yes.
So clearly an intimate gift there.
Yeah.
Michael spent a lot of dough on Ryan and got him a video iPod.
Which is very high tech for the time.
And excessive. There was a $20 limit on this Secret Santa.
And it was like $300 or something.
I think it was four at the time.
A drop in the bucket. He's got 3,000 G's.
Yep. So starting the Secret Santa, everybody gathers around. They plug in the Christmas tree.
Lastly, sorry, Phyllis got Michael. Oh, she made him
yes.
an adorable little hand-knit oven mitt
so
with like
cute.
Rubber glued onto it. Very practical, very creative, but he hated it. So
right.
we'll get to that.
Right. So a big range of gifts. Most people stuck to what was appropriate within the limit, generic, as you do in an office Secret Santa.
Especially when you have a $20 limit.
Right. That's what you do.
Yes.
You get someone like a coffee mug. Right.
Correct.
So everyone's coming together, plugged in the Christmas tree. It was a little disappointing because Phyllis didn't get the big lights, but that's okay.
Right.
Right. Angela's a little pissed off, but when isn't she? So we all come together. First up, Pam's teapot. So she opens it and she knows it's from Jim because she knew that she told him that mm-hmm. she wanted this teapot.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to kind of say, oh, open it, but gets interrupted by Ryan opening this video iPod. So everyone's like, whoa.
big spender.
Video iPod. And Michael says, someone got carried away with the spirit of Christmas. That was me. I got carried away.
And then we've got the oven mitt. Michael opens up Phyllis's gift for him, and it is this beautifully hand-knit oven mitt. Mm-hmm. He's very offended because she didn't spend enough money. He's like, I gave Ryan an iPod. And he's just, like, flailing around this poor oven mitt like it's a piece of trash.
It's so sad. And poor she's so Phyllis. Disappointed.
I know.
He, like, pouts and runs out of the room, and Phyllis feels horrible, obviously, because she specifically knitted it for Michael.
Correct. So. And I've tried knitting stuff before.
It takes time.
And, like, crocheting. It takes time, and it's hard, okay?
Yeah, she put effort in.
Correct. And so because of this, his disappointment in his gift, he decides that they're going to do Yankee Swap.
Yankee Swap. So, obviously, for those of you who don't know what this is, mm-hmm. it's, like, basically you just get to pick the gift you want and, mm-hmm. like, steal other people's gifts. Mm-hmm. So if you're going in and you know it's Yankee Swap, right? To me, that's a little easier, right? There's mm-hmm. some sort of generic gift giving.
Right.
But in this case, everybody already had specific gifts for specific people.
Correct.
And now they're having to pick and choose, especially with this video iPod in the mix.
Oh, my God. And also, not to mention, Angela put a lot of planning into the itinerary right. of the party and, like, orchestrating the Secret Santa. So this is, like, stressing her out.
Yeah, as it should be.
It's not going according to plan at all.
Because so. Michael just takes over because he didn't like his gift. So Meredith takes the teapot. Jim is like, there's stuff in there. Pam takes the iPod. Obviously hurts Jim's feelings. What does Ryan get?
He opens a gift, and it's a desk nameplate that says Kelly, and it's got flowers on it. Very cute, I might add, but clearly not for him, you know?
Stanley
clearly
goes,
for someone else.
It was meant for Kelly. Angela does end up picking her weird baby poster that mm-hmm. she likes. Mm-hmm. Dwight gives Michael paintball lessons.
So it's like a bag of paintballs and, like, a note saying that he's got, like, a free lesson or whatever.
Which is really cool, actually.
It's like a gift of time, but also,
right.
like, you know, a tangible gift, too.
And Michael's like, how is that better than an iPod? So Michael's just being a jerk.
He's just comparing everything to the iPod.
To the gift
that
he gave.
Well over $20, but whatever.
So this is devolving, but Michael is proud because everybody wants his gift.
He's feeling good.
He continues to make Phyllis feel terrible, mm-hmm. really trying to get rid of the oven mitt. Mm-hmm. Meredith finally takes pity as Michael's like, oh, hope no one takes this baby. Like, look at this fine craftsmanship on this oven mitt. And Meredith is like, I'll take the oven mitt after she looks at Phyllis's, like, horribly sad face.
And, you know, she's affected by Michael's reverse psychology on that one.
Michael's like, sucker. So just everything is so far over his head. Eventually, we end up with this. Dwight gets the teapot, which is probably the worst case scenario for Jim.
Yeah.
That is nice, thoughtful gift for Pam ends up with Dwight.
Dwight.
Everybody is like, Michael, you screwed up, right? You made us do this. We all had this plan. So it really devolves. And what does Michael say?
Yeah. And amongst all this, Michael discloses that he got a bonus for firing Devin. And he also discloses the amount that it was, which is a huge mistake. He admits to them that it was $3,000 and he used it to splurge on the iPod in this party. And, you know, kind of just saying how they're, like, ungrateful for
yeah.
this. Because
he's like, I did this for you. And they're like, wait, back up.
Yeah.
You got what for firing Devin?
Stanley's pissed.
I would be, too. So then there's a talking head of Michael saying one of my favorite quotes. Well, happy birthday, Jesus. Sorry your party's so lame.
No alcohol. You know, the gifts suck.
So post-Secret Santa White Elephant debacle, now we're getting into everyone kind of figuring out their gifts.
Because mm-hmm, everyone has the wrong gifts now.
So Jim is trying to buy this teapot back from Dwight, who says he's going to use it for his sinus infections.
Neti pot, Ayurveda, that is very good for you, by the way.
We do appreciate his methods. Again,
however.
Yeah, this special gift Jim got for Pam.
Yes. Roy is happy that Pam got the iPod because he was going to get her one, but now he doesn't have to. So now he'll probably just get her a sweater or something.
Cool. Cool, Roy.
He sucks.
He's the worst.
Michael, during all of this in the office, Michael goes off and buys $166 worth of vodka, which is about 15 bottles. Is that enough to get 10 people plastered?
Yes. Should do it. That'll do it.
Phyllis brings up Bob Vance to introduce him to everyone.
Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
He introduces himself that way to every single person. Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
Like, that's like okay. His only line, too, in this episode. I love that.
It's so good.
So then Michael comes back, right? Spirits. He's like, booze, let's loosen up, shots. Toby tries half-heartedly in his, like, limp dick way to be like, we're really not supposed to serve alcohol. And Michael's like, zip it, Toby!
Yes!
And starts pouring drinks. Obviously, Meredith's first one at the punch bowl.
She's like, we can drink? And then it really, everyone does kind of loosen up and they end up doing shots. Like Phyllis brings out some shot glasses and they end up doing shots. And Angela's night continues to worsen because she sees Kelly kiss Dwight in the break room. And he's like, what are you doing? The man is supposed to do that.
The man is supposed to do that. So she's already upset about this party not going as planned.
Her man is getting kissed by some other floozy in the office. Like
poor Angela.
So just there's keeps getting worse.
A shot of her outside, like, screaming, throwing ornaments.
Breaking ornaments, yes.
So it's pretty rough for her, but at the same time, everyone else is starting to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, big, like, million-dollar question of this episode, we see that Pam at her desk talking to Jim, and Jim's like, haha, you don't have to answer phone calls during a party, so maybe he's forgiven her. Mm. And she's like, no, I was just checking out my present. And she pulls out the teapot.
She ended up trading her iPod for that with Dwight. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Little redemption there. And as she's going through all the presents and the little memories that Jim got for her, Jim reaches around her, pulls the card in the envelope that he wrote in there and puts it in his back pocket.
Yeah. So we don't find out what that says. I don't know if we ever do, but it does come up between Pam and Jim. But yeah, he didn't let her read the note. So that leads us to believe at this point in time that it was probably very heartfelt, maybe
serious,
expressing some emotion.
Well, he did say Christmas is the time to tell people how you feel.
Oh, God.
But you know what's interesting? Did he second guess that after she was like, I want the iPod during that swap?
True.
Like, I wonder if he was like, oops, not the time. Also, and not
Roy
the time.
Was there?
She's engaged, first of all. Let's.
Bruh, I'm going to die on that hill. Also, like, imagine if someone else ended up keeping that gift and they opened it. And they were probably like, why the fuck is there a picture of Jim in here, first of all, in a hot sauce packet? And then also, what if they got the card and they read the card? Like, that would be
messy.
Crazy, yes.
So, yeah.
It
so
already
it,
was messy.
All's well that ends well, but it was a risk. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So, but that's nice, right? Pam's like, I made the right choice. Even though she's, you know, all over Roy at this party and feels neglected by Roy. It's the same stuff, right? It's the same stuff, but we had this big weight of the teapot and the card in this episode. So, you know, big serious moment contrasted by Todd Packer then showing up.
With none other than Mistletoe. Wired to his belt right above his zipper.
So Michael's snapping pics with his digital
Todd
camera.
Everyone, this is Todd Packer, as if they didn't know.
Everyone's getting drunk. Kevin and Daryl are like DJing the party, enjoying the karaoke.
Love
Michael
it.
Gives Daryl the Santa hat.
Yes, because in the beginning, Daryl was wanting to be Santa, and Michael was like, Daryl, come on. Have you seen Santa? So he finally...
Have you even seen Santa, Daryl?
Finally handed off the hat to Daryl.
That's actually
kind
so
of
funny.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen... Has anyone seen Santa? Like, come on now. Yeah. So it was all these, like, full circle moments, even though the party did not go as planned.
Yeah.
And they want to keep the party going. So to Michael's delight, they're all going to go to poor Richard's
they
after.
They did suggest Chili's first. However, Pam has her lifetime ban. So then they were like, okay, we'll go to Port Richards.
Ah.
All because of Pam. They missed out on the El Nino and an awesome blossom because of her.
So Michael has a great Christmas party, even though it didn't look like it was going to go his way. It ended up
being really great.
Yeah. Except at the end, Meredith...
in a drunken stupor.
Was very, very intoxicated. Flashes Michael in his office. He's like, hey, you need a ride? And she like just pops open her sweater.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh. And then he like snaps a picture. And he's like, okay, do you have a jacket? We're going to go. All right.
It's like the weirdest ending.
Oh, my God. And that's literally the very end of the episode. Like, that's it. It just cuts. We don't even get to see how their night ends at Poor Richard's or anything. But, yeah, I mean, also, I would like to point out Dwight has a talking head with his elf ears at one point. It's after Michael gets the alcohol, and he's like, I drink every now and then, but, you know, tonight I'm, like, technically on duty as a volunteer, sheriff's deputy, whatever, whatever. And then he's also like, I don't perform at my best when I'm drinking, like alluding to like he's gonna bang Angela later.
You're not having sex.
More enjoyable sex.
So that's the Christmas party. I mean, we go from Secret Santa to Yankee Swap.
Yankee Swap!
To meeting Bob Vance of Vance Refrigeration, the teapot.
It's so good.
We got a lot happening.
Yeah, a lot of iconic things in this one. Like the teapot definitely is one, and Dwight's elf ears and
digital camera.
Oh, I love it.
All right, let's get into some trivia.
Let's do that. All right, let's get into some trivia on Christmas Party.
So, the first thing I want to share is that the poster of the babies playing jazz instruments was custom made.
That's crazy.
For this episode.
Do you think they had like a baby photo shoot, like specifically?
Or is it like AI? I don't know.
Do they have AI back then? I don't know.
How did they get the babies to play the instruments?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's interesting. I still also want to know why they did babies instead of cats. So, I didn't know she was so into babies like that.
I do think part of it was that it added something new to her character.
True.
Because they, you know, they could have done something like, I don't know, we know she's cats and religious. Turtlenecks. Cats, exactly. But I think it added like a little edge to her.
Yeah. Okay. On the Office Ladies podcast, hosted by Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, they had John Krasinski on as a guest, and he revealed that he took the teapot, Pam's teapot, from the set to keep it once the show had ended. So he has that in his house probably somewhere, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So on the teapot vein, his gift, like, had to be a very specific gift when you think about the whole part of the episode, Secret Santa and Yankee Swap.
Yeah.
So it had to be large enough to hold other things inside of it.
Right.
Right, as they wanted to happen. It also had to be something that Dwight would want.
True.
So they were trying to think of something and cost under $20.
Oh, my God.
So I think that was, like, how the teapot came about. And then Jenna Fisher picked the teal one.
I love the color of it. Out of a bunch of
teapots. It's pretty. I would take it. It's so cute.
Wait, I love that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking it would be funny to do, like, a Chili's, like, martini glass or something.
Yeah, but it had to be specifically, like, something that could hide things inside of it.
Yes.
But
also small. And something Dwight would want, too. Somehow. So, like,
even though he doesn't drink tea.
But sinus infections, though.
Real issues. Yeah.
Wait, that's so cool. Okay. So Phyllis's boyfriend, Bob Vance of Vance Refrigeration.
Bob Vance.
Works on the same floor as she does. And in fact, when Michael steps out of the office after getting her Christmas gift, you can clearly see Bob's office on the same floor.
Yeah, they're on the same.
I always imagine that Vance Refrigeration is like
downstairs.
Yeah, but it's not.
That's interesting. I also thought it was downstairs.
And I guess it's more of like a corporate office. Like maybe they don't have their refrigerator warehouse there necessarily, but maybe it's just like their office.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I always thought we'll have to pay attention if he like comes up the elevator at any point, you know, like
right from the warehouse area.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. This is just a minor point, but some of the talking heads that Michael are in, it's like daytime outside. And obviously as the night goes on, it's getting darker out during the party. Like when Angela goes outside, mm-hmm. it's pitch black, it's snowing. Mm-hmm. But just again, a little continuity error there that you can look for when you watch. Check the window behind Michael in his office and notice, is it snowing? Is it dark? Is it light? It doesn't always line up with where we are in the actual show.
Yeah. I wonder if they just didn't think that was like an important thing to be
paying attention to.
Yeah. Consistent with.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much other stuff going on. Like the typical viewer probably isn't going to notice that. Right. But yeah. That's super interesting. So, although this is the second season, this is the first episode featuring a Christmas party at Dunder Mifflin Scranton. Mm. And there are Christmas parties in every subsequent season after this one, except for the fourth season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is our first one, and then every other season has one except the fourth. Yeah, except for the fourth
Interesting.
One.
Interesting. So if you'd like to see the photos from Michael's digital camera, they were posted on the NBC website.
No way.
After the episode aired. And they're archived on, I think, Office Tally. You can find them on.
Okay.
So it's, again, just a random bunch of photos from...
I love that.
His perspective from this party. I mean...
Stop. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to have to post some of those or, like, share the link or something.
Yeah. So that's so great.
Good. And they're, like, genuine digital camera.
I mean, it's, like...
It's so vintage.
The one he takes with... vintage. It's the one he takes with Daryl, like, with the hat. It's, like, takes one of Meredith and him doing shots.
Oh, my God.
Jim's sitting there, stone-faced, after Pam Giveaway's teapot.
I love it. It's so good. Okay. So, when Packer shows up, he says he needs a drink. Michael states that Toby is coming with one, but in the background, we see Toby carrying bottles of vodka. However, instead of stopping, he continues off screen. Toby is actually trying to uphold his HR duties by keeping the alcohol away from the already drunk Packer.
Oh, so he is doing his job in this one.
Yes. Poor Toby, man.
Poor Toby.
Sad sack.
So in one of the scenes, Angela starts crying because her party's going
to shambles.
To shambles. And this came up with the writers were impressed with her crying in a deleted scene from the fire episode. So they made a note, Angela cries, and tried to find an episode where they could fit that.
Oh.
So her character's normally so uptight, so they like seeing her cry is like this weird kind of humanizing thing.
And sentient.
Yes, she's a sentient being. And they found it in this episode with her perfectly planned Christmas party going to shit.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that great?
That is awesome. Okay, so... Angela's baby jazz musician poster that was given to her by Toby later becomes a point of contention with Oscar.
Yes.
In the episode titled Conflict Resolution. So that we revisit that eventually. Also, same thing with Phyllis's red oven mitts. They're very similar to the red mitts she knits as a goodbye present to Michael in season 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of
I think
of
he
these,
actually likes them at that does. Point. He appreciates them more.
A lot of these come back around.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. So, for those of you wondering about the snow on the ground in the parking lot is real snow made from a snow machine.
I thought it might have been.
The snow falling from the sky is made of snow soap bubbles.
What?
So, that's apparently when Angela goes outside, she gets some soap snow in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
When she's, like, screaming.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So it's like soap flakes, basically?
I guess. I don't know. I'll have to watch That's it crazy. More closely now. But so. Apparently the stuff you saw from the sky is actually soap.
Oh, my gosh.
And the stuff on the ground is like from a
machine.
But it's snow, yeah.
Because they're in L.A., so right. it's, yeah. So it's basically like how they have, like, fake snow at, like, ski resorts and stuff sometimes.
Right.
Interesting. I had a feeling it wasn't real snow, but...
Yeah, I know. I was wondering, too.
Because they also probably filmed it. Like, it probably was not even, like, winter or December. Like, it was probably...
Right. Hot out.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so wild. belt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all the trivia I have. Do you have anything else for us?
That's all I have, too. And I will say, if you want to go see the Office Christmas photos, the one I don't think is on there is the picture of the Meredith's bare boobs. Yeah. So sorry to disappoint, but the rest of them are pretty fun to look at. So we'll post sorry a link to disappoint. That.
Okay, great. We will definitely do that. And I think it's time for us to get into our Cool Walk in Dundee.
It's time. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So it's time for some Cool Walks.
Mm-hmm.
First things first. Jim gets Pam this beautiful teapot.
Yeah.
Because he knows she wants it to make tea at her desk.
Yes.
My question is, how? It's a teapot that goes on a, like, stove, right? It's correct. Not a hot water boiler. There's no plate.
Or it's, like, just something to keep hot liquids hot. You know what I mean? Like.
But then she still has to make tea. They don't have a stove in the kitchen.
I think they just have, like, a coffee maker.
So does she microwave the water, put it in this teapot, let it sit at her desk? I guess probably. I guess that could work, but I was a little confused by that.
Well, also, I guess it's a way for her to, like, not have to get up for multiple cups of tea. Like, I feel like it's a pretty big teapot. Like, it probably holds, like, 3 or 4 mugs of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's so that she can bring the hot water to her actually, you know how they have the water cooler? I wonder, because sometimes it has, like, a hot
that's tab. A good thought.
Maybe that she uses that.
And then she can, but so it keeps it hot.
And then she steeps it at her desk, I guess.
That's actually a good thought, because I was confused when he said make tea at her desk.
Right, because it makes it seem like it's, like, an electric kettle. There's, like, or a hot thing. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But you might be right about that. It just holds the water so she doesn't have to get up.
But still.
I like getting up from my desk every once in a while, but anyway.
But I wish he would have said, like, steep tea at her desk or keep her tea hot at her desk or, like, some worded it differently, because make tea at her desk is not, like, you know.
When I
know.
Think making tea, right, I think making hot water.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, but that's a great point. So that was my Cool Walk, but you might have solved that mystery for me. What's yours?
Okay, so I have, like, my usual 1.5. So Michael's bonus. Let's unpack it for a minute, because okay. his 3,000 G's. It's kind of giving, like, gift of the Magi, if you know what I mean. Like, how do you know that story?
No, wait,
what, so it basically explain. it's like a folk tale, fairy, not a fairy tale, but like a folk. It's like a wives' tale, I guess, or something. I don't know. But basically, it's like this husband and wife. They don't have a lot of money, so the husband, like, sells his, like, pocket watch to buy his wife a watch, and then the wife sells her watch to buy him, like, a pocket watch chain, but they've sold, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay.
So it's kind of like that. So, like, in my mind, yes, Michael did get this bonus, and should he have shared it with his employees? Yes, probably. But he spent it on stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of giving me that vibe of, like, he's got something, but he's, like, using it to provide gifts or experiences for other people. You know what I mean? Like, he could have easily bought, like,
a fur coat.
A fur coat, or, like, a DJ set, or, like, something right. crazy for his condo or something.
Right.
But he wanted to spend it on them. The liquor, yes, the decorations, the iPod. I mean, the iPod, a little extreme.
Going back to our quote, though, right? It was so other people were envious of a gift he gave.
Understand that.
Right.
Understand that.
But I hear what you're saying, he spent it on the office.
Yes. I think the iPod is the exception to what I'm saying. But, like, he was buying everything else and, like, wanting to make sure everyone had a good time.
He was really focused on everyone having a good time at the party.
Yes. Again, the intention's always there with Michael. So,
except for the oven mitt
and the iPod, and
oven mitt was mean. That's my one, caveat.
It was mean.
Like, he was like, Phyllis is just saying, oh, thanks. You did a lot to help the office, but I only love you a homemade oven mitt worth.
An oven mitt? Come on!
I got Ryan an iPod. Like, that part for me was a little, like,
But I think, like, yeah, the iPod, definitely, I don't think I would group that in with this. I wouldn't.
Okay.
But like throwing the party. I do, you know what I mean? Saying. Like,
yes. Yep.
Anyway, the other half of this is the Yankee swap.
Yankee swap.
Because working events and stuff.
Mm.
And like you have a plan mm-hmm. in your head and then your client is like, actually, we're going to do this, or we just decided to do this, or we need this instead, or whatever. Like, changing stuff on the fly, stressful. Yeah. I get it. I relate. So I relate to Angela a lot in this episode, just because shit is not going according to her plan. The party is not the vision she anticipated. And I feel for her.
And Michael really throws a wrench in the works.
As usual.
I'm as usual, but it's going fine. The Secret Santa, it's going fine.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. It's smooth. It's whatever. The lights on the Christmas tree weren't as exciting. Okay, cool. But it's all, like, fine. We have the food. Like, everyone's getting their gifts. They bought for people. And just because he kind of throws a tantrum, right? This one man doesn't get something he wants. Mm-hmm. He decides to upend, like, flip the table, upend the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think that's... I know. I do feel for... Even though she's so tightly wound, you're like,
yes.
Well... This was a good event she planned for her whole office.
Right.
And then he just comes in and throws it all away.
For selfish reasons.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel that's a good one. I feel for you because I feel like Angela's usually like the bad guy.
Right. Right? You don't want to root for her, really.
She drafted this kid into the party planning committee. She like shoots down all the other suggestions.
Yeah.
But honestly, like she has every right to feel some type of way.
Yes, I agree. And I feel for her. So, yeah, it's, yeah. So Michael's bonus. He had good intentions with some of it. And then I feel bad for Angela because Yankee swap.
Yankee swap. Yeah, those are great.
Okay. Dundies.
Dundies.
Let's hear your Dundee.
I give Christmas party the wacky weed Creed Dundee. Mm.
Mm. Okay.
And this is because we learn that Creed Bratton had a radio show in the 70s. As he's talking to Oscar, they're getting to know each other a little uh-huh. better. And Oscar's like, no kidding. Like, really? Like, what was your DJ name? And it was Wacky Weed Creed. And Oscar's like, you know what? Creed's kind of cool. And you know what? Creed's pretty cool.
He is pretty cool.
I mean, obviously, Creed is just like my guy, and I love his character. He's like the rocker grandpa yes. in this. And he is jamming. When Kevin's singing, he is like dancing around with Meredith, who's yes. like plastered. He just doesn't care. And I love that they get into his backstory a little bit because he's such a weird guy.
His lore. His mung bean lore. Okay, I love that.
So wacky this gets weed the wacky creed. Weed creed Dundee.
I also love that because I feel like it fits the actor Creed as yes. well. Like, it's just like his character and his real persona are kind of woven together in a lot of points of the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. My Dundee is the fine craftsmanship Dundee. And this goes to Phyllis and her pitiful little oven mitt.
Oh,
she
tried
so hard, and she was so proud of it. You could tell when she opened it, she was like so proud of it, and then just so crushed when Michael shat on it. Like, please.
I just keep picturing her face when she's like, I knitted it for you.
And when she just storms out of the Yankee swap because he's being such a dick.
He's like, no, who would want an oven mitt? So sad.
Oh, God. So I feel for her, and I want her to be awarded the fine craftsmanship Dundee because it was fine craftsmanship.
Not sarcastically.
Okay? No. Legit. Because, again, I tried. So I got like a little crochet kit for Christmas, and I tried doing it. It was like a little penguin, and I couldn't even. It took me hours to start the initial knot.
It's hard.
Okay.
It takes a lot of patience.
So knitting something into a shape like that of a hand, like. Props to her. She gets the Dundee for that one.
It's impressive. I agree. I do have one last thing I want to say.
Let's hear it.
Which is I, as we know, had an office environment that was weirdly similar to
right.
this parody of an office, unfortunately. And at our Christmas parties, which trying to think. They might have been on Zoom. Like, I can't remember. Zoom. There was a Zoom one that I specifically remember. They were in person, but this was a Zoom specific one. And I don't know if it was working from home. Like, I can't remember why. But this one was on Zoom.
Okay.
And we had picked like three. We had to send them three things we wanted from Amazon. I don't know, under $20.
Oh, okay.
And the head of company. Yeah. The head of the company wanted to be Santa. And we had to on this Zoom and would send it to us. And we had to on this Zoom unwrap our gifts and thank Santa.
Shut up.
For our gifts.
Were you in a cult?
I might have been.
Oh my God.
So again, so kind to send your employees a Christmas gift. Thank Do we you, have Santa. To hold them hostage on 20% and like turn cameras on? I mean,
dude, you're getting glammed up from the chest up.
To open like, I'm sorry, a fucking like standing debt, like something that was not too personal because my right the head of this company is buying it for me.
Oh my God.
And had to be under whatever $20 and on Amazon. It was just the weirdest thing I've ever had to do.
That is so COVID era Michael Scott energy.
And, right. And I like feel. Ego, right? It's like they yes. wanted me to open it. Thank you, Santa. And I was
I'm
like,
Santa.
This is fucking
Worship
weird.
Me. Thank me.
So that was my little story I had to share.
Ho, ho, ho. Pimp. Pimp. just one thing I'm wondering about the Christmas tree. Why did you get it so big?
That's what she said.